Resolute Square.
There was also maintained what was called an enemies list, which was rather extensive and continually being updated.
Democrats want Republicans dead.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
The women with the least likelihood of getting pregnant are the ones most worried about having abortions.
On January 6th of 2021, you had tens of thousands of people peacefully protesting.
No, it's not a right-wing conspiracy theory. It's not QAnon. It's real.
I'm Rick Wilson, and this is The Enemies List.
I am joined today on The Enemies List by Tara Dublin. You follow her on Twitter at Tara Dublin Rocks. She is brilliant. She is witty. She is hilarious. She gets a little dark from time to time. She is the author of The Sound of Settling. She is a person I've wanted to talk to for a long time, and I'm so glad you're on the show today. Tara, thanks for coming on.
I'm so excited. Thank you so much for having me, Rick. It's about time we joined forces like this.
I know, right? Like supervillains joining forces.
I mean,
it's
when powers activate, it's time, right? We are the Justice League now.
We are indeed, or the Injustice League, as the other side may think of us. So, you know, I'm just thinking, I'm glad you joined me today because we're recording this on Thursday, the 8th. And I got to say, if you're in Trump world, this has been a truly shit-tier, horrible, no good week.
I've been drinking nothing but Schadenfreude in my coffee every morning this week. With
Absolutely.
A little added bonus MAGA tears, because they don't know how to handle. And it's glorious. We have been waiting forever for a week like this. Donald Trump has had bad weeks before. This may be his worst week yet, though. And it's only Thursday. Who knows what tomorrow will bring? But I mean, rack them up.
The humiliation in the House this week with the House Republicans. I mean, those guys can't organize a two-car motorcade at this point. I were you shocked by, like, because normally there's like this thing with a lot of Republicans, you're like, oh, they're crafty, they're super competent under the radar screen. These guys this week, it was so clownish. I couldn't get over it.
Unreal how they're fine with showing us how absolutely ineffective they are. They have no problem. They've already pulled back the curtain and we have seen they'll do it all right in front of us. They didn't bother to rehearse. They just put the show on. And I mean, the clowning really got worse when Hunter Biden showed up. He's like, you want me to testify? All right. And they're like, no, not like this.
Right. No. Wait, what?
No. This is not what we meant. Then they hold a vote to impeach Mayorkas. That failed. Donald Trump continues to lose. He actually said the word insurrection today, but blamed it on Nancy Pelosi. Sure. Because Democrats want to overturn all elections we win. What? What unstable genius? And you have no immunity, and none of you do. If he doesn't have it, none of them have it. So.
Correct.
This MOOC doesn't take one for the team. This one drives the bus.
Oh, God,
over
no.
Everybody.
He will sell out every single one of these people if he has to. Oh, no. I was misled by Sidney Powell or whomever.
He was.
Whatever victim can be tossed under the bus most effectively with the loudest thump, thump, thump.
None of it's his fault, though. He's a completely innocent and transparent person who must have immunity. Well, I don't think those two things go together. Innocent, transparent people don't need to be absolved or need immunity, right?
You know, one of the funniest things, you know, is he was posting on Truth Social last night like a goddamn maniac. Immunity over and over and again. And as I said to somebody today, it's like, if somebody was standing out on the street with a sign with that written on them, you'd have them committed. The level of denial and insanity and projection and wish casting that all runs together in one big thing. I mean, I don't know of anyone in our lives. We've all known people who were off kilter in some way. If he was not a former president and he was saying these things, you'd be thinking like, this guy needs help. He needs treatment.
Well, same thing with Speaker Jesus Freak Mike Johnson. God speaks to him and tells him he's Moses. I'm so sorry. If someone said that to you on the street, you're like, come here, sweetheart. We're going to go get you some psych help now. Because that's crazy talk. That's literal crazy talk. And they're having a prayer circle on our house floor. I don't think so. take your Jesus freakery home to your prayer closet with your porn app and your son and do all that freaky business where we cannot see it.
Somebody said yesterday he got railed so hard on the house floor, his son's alert app went off.
Isn't that beautiful? Glory, I was dead to the world after I saw that one. They just opened the door and let us walk right through. They're like, please come and ridicule us. We've given you all of the material.
That's one of the things I think you and I have a kind of a similar thing on. It's like, yes, there are plenty of things to be outraged about, but the comedy gold that these people shovel into our laps every single day, it's remarkable because they can't help it. They can't help but beclown themselves.
Well, and it's so abnormal. And the fact that the MSM has done their due diligence normalizing it all makes people not really understand how outrageously ridiculous and abnormal it all is. Because when you have unhinged Marjorie up there screaming and crying about Trump needs immunity, we all need immunity, we didn't do nothing, y'all Democrats did it. Meanwhile, pretty much every day I tweet the video of her bragging about plotting January 6th before she was even sworn into office. And again, innocent people don't need to beg for pardons, still at large, Marge. So someone continues to break their promises to you. Why do you stay loyal to them? What do they have on you? What are you being paid to do? And, you know, like, I understand she's got blanket daddy issues. That's why she gave it up to everybody at the gym. That's why she's hella thirsty for Hunter Biden. I imagine the fear on the faces of the employees at Kinko's when Marjorie walks in for another enlargement of Hunter's laptop so she can add it to her vision board. Because there's no such thing as, you know, I guess she's...
You don't want to see what's on her special Pinterest, the private page.
I wonder about her latest beta cook five-head boyfriend that she keeps on a leash, Brian Glenn. How embarrassing for him to have the whole world know how thirsty she is for Hunter's laptop, because I guess she's not being satisfied.
Listen, I mean, I've heard, and I can't verify this directly, but I have heard that there's a lot of pornography on the internet and you don't have to engage in a bunch of pointless hearings to see it.
I didn't know that.
But apparently,
why don't they try that?
I think there might be some sort of center area for it, a hub for that kind of material, if you will.
An indictable hub. How do these morons have any power over how we live? It's unreal. Not just the stupidity, it's egregious. All of it is so egregious.
That's something I've talked about a lot as a ex-Republican. It's like I was told growing up in the old Republican Party that we were going to have a limited government. Government was going to stay out of your business, except, of course, if it's your vagina or your personal life in any way, if they don't like any aspect of it. And I just find it like – and you know – look, and I've written about this and I've said this because I was a cleanup guy for a long time. I was the guy they called when, Congressman so-and-so got caught fucking a dog. What are we going to do? And I'd go in and, here's our plan to counteract the dog fucking problem.
Right.
And now it's just like, you see these guys like Johnson and Green and Gates and all the projection in the world.
Support for Rick Wilson's The Enemies List comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable, all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/Wilson. That's odoo.com/Wilson. Odoo. Modern management made simple.
That's just—it's just laughable, considering Matt Gaetz is the only member of Congress who voted against a sex trafficking bill. He's also the only member of Congress currently being investigated by the House Ethics Committee for raping a 17-year-old. Also, the only member of Congress who has harassed me personally from their official congressional website twice. So,
whoa! I didn't tell me the story. I didn't know the story.
Back in 2021, when I was still living, I live in Portland, Oregon, but in 2021, I was living on the other side of the river in Vancouver, Washington, in the district where Jamie Herrera Butler was my rep, and Joe Kent,
sure.
MAGA plant Joe Kent came to challenge her. And on Labor Day 2021, Matt Gaetz came to Vancouver, Washington to stump for Joe Kent. And I had gotten an interview with both of them, but once Gaetz found out who it was, then he backed out. And then Joe Kent's people didn't vet me at all. This is when I was still writing for Hill Reporter, which doesn't, it sort of exists but I don't, anyway. And so then there was a fundraiser that we were supposed to get into, but couldn't. And there was like all of these Oath Keeper types keeping us out. And then there was a rally at the Clark County Fairgrounds where they put Matt on a flatbed thing. And like 40 or 50 people were there because they didn't want to advertise that Matt Gaetz was in town because then people would protest. Uh-huh. So I went with my friend Eugene, who's a former veteran, and he is a veteran, and to protect me. And I didn't wear anything to let people know that I was a Democrat, I was doing anything. But they knew. They knew who we were anyway. And we were like surrounded. We kind of got chased off. And I got followed around Vancouver, Washington for a couple of days. And I had also made a tweet, a video when I was there talking about Matt Gaetz, and he quote tweeted it and called me an unhinged Karen. And so it's unhinged for me to report the truth about you. Sorry, buddy. And then so I called his office to complain about that because I didn't think it was okay for a sitting member of Congress to use their official Twitter account to harass me and virtue signal their followers to go after me. I had a problem with that. So I called.
Yeah, as one would.
And I called his office and wants to answer the phone for Matt Gaetz. So I left a voicemail where I didn't swear and I didn't threaten, but I was angry. And I said, take down that video and, or else I'll move forward. I'll contact these people and I'll make sure, I'll file complaints and all of that. And so instead of doing that, he used my voicemail on one of his Firebrand podcasts, which violates the privacy policy of his congressional website. So that was the first time he did that.
Of course it does.
And so he encouraged in September 21, he encouraged his followers to seek out my social media profiles because I'm an unhinged Hillary liberal, and they sure did. And I got rape and death threats, and somebody messaged me on Messenger and said, oh, they're going to come film you getting raped and killed. And the police never do anything. And a few hours after I got that message, a car pulled up outside of my apartment, and I got like from a burner phone.
That's exciting.
I was super excited. Hey, Tower Dublin, can you look outside? I'm pretty sure they just sent an Uber to try to, scare me or whatever, but I've always written the truth and said the truth about Matt Gaetz. Same thing with Marjorie, same thing with all of them. And repeatedly they will put, Matt Gaetz will virtue signal. His henchman Vish Burra has gone after me. Vish, who no longer works for him, but then went to work for George Santos. Mook. So
and yeah,
this past summer, Matt Gaetz did it again last July. He put me on his website again and called me unhinged and then bragged about trolling Tara Dublin on his official congressional website. Now, I filed complaints that nothing happened to it. The House Ethics Committee has two complaints. Maybe they're using it in their complaint, in their investigation now. I don't know. We don't know what the House Ethics Committee ever does until they announce what they've done. But I contend that, my story matters, even though I'm above the age of consent, which is rare for Matt Gaetz. But it still matters.
Yeah, no, that's really not Matt's thing.
No, I know that. I mean, I know I'm too mature for him and smart and above the age of consent, which is maybe why they're not paying that much attention, because I'm a big girl and I should be able to handle it. But still, no sitting member of Congress should harass a private citizen or someone who's writing an article or anything ever. That's an abuse of your power. And if nothing else, he should be some blemish on his record, or I don't know, why don't you remove him from Congress completely? Because he's a sex trafficking rapist pedophile with a little dash of insurrectionism on top of it. That's just fine.
The bad news or the good news is that Matt is going to leave Congress soon and come home to Florida and run for governor to replace Ron DeSantis.
I feel like the FEC should update rules about who can run for office. Not a rapist, not an rapist or an accused rapist or anybody who's connected to Joel Greenberg and their sex trafficking raping.
There's just a lot of rapiness going on in that crowd.
A lot of no consent. It's because they're all repressed freaks who don't know how to recognize normal, healthy sexual feelings because their parents taught them to repress them and back and back and back. And if you would just tell your kids that sexual feelings are normal and healthy, and if you express them with a consenting partner, that's fine. It's all fine. And what happens when you repress something and repress it and repress it, eventually it's going to explode out of you in the worst way. Maybe there'll even be video, Madison Cawthorn. So you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. I hadn't thought about Madison Cawthorn in forever. Thank you for reminding me that there were people worse than George Santos.
At least there's no video of him with his cousin in his face. But still, George Santos should not be making money making videos on Cameo, which is what he's doing right now. People are paying him hundreds of dollars, which is going right towards his lawyers. Because the man is facing 23 charges in New York, also an expelled congressman.
He's going to have to make a lot of cameos to cover those legal bills.
I've never been expelled from anywhere. I'm not facing any felonies. I'm not going to Rikers anytime soon. I'm hella poor. I'm on Cameo. I will talk straight to all of your MAGA relatives.
Sure.
I'll tell them how to talk. I'll tell them what's up. They're not going to listen to me anyway. They're all in a cult.
Yeah, but if you had a $500,000 in legal bills, that's a lot of Cameo.
Well, what would I have to do? I mean, I've never committed treason. I feel like people should be giving me their money. You can buy my book. You can sign up for my Substack. There are ways to support good people instead of giving George Santos your money because you think it's not funny. It's not funny to give him your money. It really isn't. And don't call him an influencer, please. The hell is that?
Yeah, I had somebody say to me, oh, well, it's ironic. I'm like, no, it's not. You don't understand what the word irony means.
No, you're just giving a felony more legitimacy by giving him your hard-earned money. Why would you do that? He's a professional grifter. He grifted his own family. So why would you reward him? Oh, it'd be funny if I sent a video to my aunt wishing her good luck on her, bursitis. I don't know what he's doing. But it's so frustrating.
But, he really, the fact that they threw him out kind of astounded me because isn't he just about like the perfect postmodern Republican? A scuzzy little weird criminal who believes in nothing. And for his brief window.
Easily bought, completely planted. Kevin McCarthy helped. Elise Stefanik helped. They all helped plant him because they needed that razor thin majority. They didn't care. They said, does it have a pulse? Put it in the seat. So, and then you find out just a little too late that nothing he has ever said out loud is true. Literally nothing.
I will tell you, in politics, people have been known to bullshit a little bit, but this guy, a whole nother level.
Why are we normalizing that?
Yeah, why do we have such fucked up incentive structures in this country?
And that's crazy, but I would also say, this is such an abnormal presentation of the Republican Party. Nothing they're doing is working. They're not passing any bills. They're not creating anything, any new legislation. All they're doing is creating obstruction for Joe Biden. And it's all performative politics for an audience of one. So, and they're still loyal says a lot. Like the compromise on them must be devastating. Devastating.
Half of it's just that they're scared of Trump, man.
Because he's got blackmail shit. I mean, what else? What would you be scared of? A mean tweet? The guy blocked me on Twitter in 2015 and never unblocked me. He's a fucking coward.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Never unblocked me. August of 2015. Because I grew up in Jersey in the 70s and 80s. I always knew what he was. He was always on page 6 for being a chauvinist playboy saying something disgusting. Right? And my mom would see him in the paper and go, oh, man, he makes my skin crawl. So that's the messaging I got about him from an early age. Saying everything about him is gross. I still don't understand how anyone ever looked at him and saw a leader of any kind when the man bankrupted more than one casino. What kind of successful businessman does that?
That's my favorite stat about Trump, or my favorite fact about Trump, is the one enterprise mathematically certain to take money from people who cannot do mathematics is casinos. And somehow he managed to fuck up not one, but two.
Always wins unless Donald Trump owns it. Is how that goes. And so I was constantly in 2015, the second he descended that tacky gold escalator, I was like, no, nobody can take this seriously. Nope. And I'm like crazy on here. Even before I had a check mark, boom, 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 boom. And then even before I had a check mark, he blocked me. And then I was like, look at this coward. He blocked me. They unblocked me for like 2 days and then reblocked me. And I was never unblocked. Not even when the class action lawsuit that Knight Columbia brought against him and he unblocked a bunch of people. I think there's a handful of us that never got unblocked. I never did. Danny Zucker, Parker Malloy, Kim, myself. There's just a handful. I do have the blocked by Trump quadfecta in that I've got Donald, but I've also got his three main adult children. They all blocked me too. So
Well, look, the adult children to this day, I am astounded that the Trumpian DNA allows them to even read and speak the English language, even in a sort of like loose kind of way. These are not to modify a Trumpism. They're not sending their best.
No, no. That gene pool is filthy.
So you wrote a piece about, you know, Trump's the losingest loser who ever lost this week on your Substack. When he came down the escalator in 2015, everyone thought, no way he loses or wins. No way Hillary loses to this goddamn idiot. And we all learned a lesson about that. We all learned a really painful, stark, horrifying lesson about underestimating the situation there. Although I got to say, the guy we're seeing now is a much weaker specimen. He's a much less imposing. He doesn't have that like illusion that people had in their heads, like, oh, he was on The Apprentice. He must be a good businessman.
He's sundowning right in front of us in real time. People are throwing around the word syphilitic.
Mm-hmm.
He looks terrible. He hasn't slept since the first time the FBI went to Mar-a-Lago to get those secret documents. So I think he hasn't slept properly in 2 years.
Well, that's what happens when you're jacked on Adderall all the time, from what I'm told.
He's been arrested 4 times. Aren't you so proud? I'm going to vote for the guy who doesn't have a prisoner number. That's just me. So 4 times arrested with the mugshot. He's got 91 criminal and civil charges against him. He lost to E. Jean mm-hmm. Carroll. So bad, like he can't choose a lawyer because he could have got away with only paying her $5 million, but then Haba the Jut goes in and makes it worse.
But he had to be a fucking idiot.
now we can call him adjudicated rapist Donald Trump. That's how I want everyone to speak of him. When they talk about him on MSNBC, they adjudicated rapist Donald Trump stood up in front of a camera and blamed Nancy Pelosi for the insurrection at the Capitol. What? He did that today. He used the word insurrection and he goes, well, if it was an insurrection, Nancy Pelosi did it. So he's saying it's an insurrection and we all know he did it. We are at a point now where there's nobody backing him up with anything that resembles truth. Everybody's running around with their pants on fire, waiting for me to be the next one he throws under the bus. They're all terrified he's going to expose them. And that's coming because without immunity, he literally has nothing to lose now. He's like, well, fuck it. I'm going down. I'm taking everybody with me. And then I'm going to, you know, and when that happens, the rest of his life will be spent either avoiding or sitting in a courtroom or doing his little accordion show out front of the courtroom. And the GOP does not have a real candidate to run this year. They just don't.
Nope.
Anybody but Nikki Haley. You know, none of these candidates instead of Nikki Haley. Because they're not going to vote for Nikki. They're not going to vote for a brown woman.
Right. The amazing part about Nikki Haley is, you know, she's getting all these props right now because she's, and look, am I happy she's punching Trump in the dick every day? Yeah, fine. But there was never a world where the Republican Party was going to vote for Nimrata, as Trump calls her, in this day and age.
Not when they won't say Kamala Harris's first name correctly. No.
Correct. No. Correct. And the idea that any of these idiots was going to like snake past him is just like a complete non sequitur.
Well, I contend that Chris Christie dropped out too soon. Not that I'm a fan of Governor Bridgegate, but he was the only one speaking the truth about Trump all the time. Also, not that anybody running on the GOP ticket is going to have a great abortion stance, but at least unlike Haley, he doesn't support the 6-week federal abortion ban. So that's one tiny thing that you can say about, I also call him Otis. He's not going to get his Otisburg, not with the numbers we're putting up, not with the unified group of voters behind Joe Biden, not with the deep bench of Democrats going out and stumping for Joe Biden, not with those of us out here screaming the truth about Joe Biden, even if the MSM won't. MSNBC, I don't know what you're doing, but I don't like it. So I really think, like, how can you look at anybody who's allegedly in Republican leadership and go, I'm so proud. I'm just so proud to be a Republican. They have nothing. They have nothing to show for any of what they've done.
Ain't nobody saying that in the Republican Party right now. We survey this shit all the time and they're always like, you're what?
Or they're screaming for a third party. What third party? What third party candidate? Who yeah, are you getting
who?
Behind?
Who? Is it going to be, you know, RFK anti-vax RFK Jr.? No.
That guy's a lunatic. His own family doesn't claim him. Correct. Okay? He's not a Democrat.
His own family members are like, don't do this. Don't do this. Heroin, sex addict.
No, bad. And unlistenable, unfortunately, because he damaged his vocal cords so badly with addiction that, and just the crazy. The crazy is bad. And then we don't have Marianne Williamson to kick around anymore because of the mothership beamed her up. And now Dean Phillips needs to go.
Imagine how delusional you have to be that Marianne Williamson sees reality before you do.
Chakra Khan. Somebody came up. Somebody called her Chakra Khan. I can't claim that one. That's mwah, right? Chef kiss.
That is on the money.
Right? A couple of years ago, I tweeted, the only thing I would ever listen to Marianne Williamson about is like if she led a group about a discussion about crystals, and she responded with, "You don't know anything about me." I'm like, really? I don't? Okay. I don't know anything. I know you're never going to be president of the United States. How about that? You're never going to be our nominee.
Yes, I know that. That's a certitude
right there. Enough. That's enough to know about you.
Well, Tara, I could do this all day, but we only have a half hour on this show.
Buy my book, will you please? Because
y'all should check out Tara's book, The Sound of Settling, available where all fine books are sold. Also, she has a terrific Substack. You should take a look at that as well. Tara, where can people find you on social media?
TaraDublin.substack.com. You can read the backstory of how I met Dave Grohl in 2001 and how he inspired this completely 100% fictional book that you can buy right now at TaraDublinRocks.com. I'm almost at selling 500 copies. So I feel like doing that without a proper publishing deal or an agent, I think says a lot. I've got rave reviews. They want a sequel. They want a streaming series. We just need someone to sign this girl. So if you're a literary agent, check me out. And Rick, I appreciate this so, so, so much. And I think we should start hanging out on the regular.
I am delighted. Let's do this again soon, okay?
I'm monumentally available to you, my friend.
All right. Well, from the blasted radioactive hellscape of Portland, Oregon, where the living envy the dead, according to Republicans, it is our friend, Tara, official friend of the show. We will see you again very soon.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to The Enemies List. If you have any comments, questions, or if there's someone you'd like to hear on the podcast, hit me up on Twitter at TheRickWilson. Thanks again for the wonderful support you've shown the pod. We're growing fast. It really helps if you will share this with your friends, your family, and anyone else who, like us, is trying to save democracy. While you're at it, if you could rate and review the podcast, I would be very much appreciative. I know this is the sort of thing you've heard a billion times. Please rate, review, like, blah, blah, blah. But you need to do it. It really does help us a lot. We are slaves to the algorithm, my friends. And if you do this, it will help get the pod out further. Anyway, thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, whatever you do, stay off the list.